This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Well, unfortunately, Team Canada got the win last night in overtime over the Americans in the Four Nations face-off championship game, which was a wild success. Travis Thomas is in for Jones today. Even Jones got talked into the Four Nations. He was anti-Four Nations at the start. Yeah, he didn't like it. He didn't like it off the rip. But after watching that first USA-Canada game, he came around. He ended up really liking it. And the tournament is now over, and it's going to be interesting, I think, to see the after effects for the NHL. I mean, specifically the Bruins, they might be without Charlie McAvoy maybe the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Who knows how hurt Matthew Tkachuk is on a great Florida Panthers team. His brother Brady was playing through stuff. The other players around the league have been banged up as well. They're right back in action tomorrow. So for some guys like David Pastrnak and others, it's been a long 2 weeks without hockey. For others, they just played what they're all referring to as like a game 7 of the Stanley Cup final, which went into an overtime. And now they're like, hey, you guys good to go tomorrow? Like, my guess is no, they are not good to go tomorrow.
I guess I shouldn't be shocked that Jones was anti-Four Nations.
Yeah, he was.
But I'm a little bit shocked
that he was.
I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
I just don't even know how I can go back to regular NHL hockey.
That's going to be a shock to the system, I think. And like, they were doing a good job yesterday, like trying to promote the games coming up.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, tune in tomorrow or on Saturday. And you're like, I don't really know if that's going to get me in there.
It doesn't really, like, Sabres Flyers doesn't hit the same.
Sorry, I can't go there after watching this. This was that good. Having the event in both Montreal and Boston was perfect. Having USA Canada play a classic game in the opener and then another classic in the championship game.
Yeah.
Perfect. The fact that we haven't seen this in a while, because the last two Olympics you didn't have the NHL guys, all that was perfect. It really was kind of the perfect storm to have this event play out the way that it did.
Yeah.
Next year you have the Olympics. The year after that, if you were to do something like this, I just don't think it would have the same excitement. It wouldn't. Especially if USA and Canada have another game in the Olympics, which hopefully they do. Then you're like, all right, so are they going to play 4 times in 3 years? And it's like, okay, I've seen it now. I've seen it.
I think it'll be the gift that keeps on giving.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. And also, too, just Canada's arrogance of, we own you, this is our sport, you don't stand a chance. Well, not necessarily the truth. Now, obviously, if you look at the big picture and the head-to-head matchup, yeah, there's a lot of credence to that. But lately,
right now,
And you look at the talent, it's not a big discrepancy. Like back in the day, yeah, Canada's team was loaded. They still are, but so is Team USA.
Yeah.
So I actually think you could play this a million times, and it's not going to get old, because it's going to keep being the gift that keeps giving in terms of the rivalry. And you can't really have a true rivalry if only one team's winning.
Yes.
I think the U.S. being able to win this game, they should have won last night, but that's, can anyone maybe get a body on Connor McDavid?
Is that too much to ask? All alone. I know.
In overtime? Yeah. Is that too much to ask here? But I think, I think if you could spread it out to your point, the better.
Yeah.
But I don't see Canada, USA getting old in any way. I think they're going to lean into that and market that.
You also need to make sure you find a way to get that matchup, too.
Well,
because,
true.
You know, Four Nations, it's not easy, but it's straightforward. You know, it's round robins. They're automatically going to play once. And then if things go well, they're going to play each other again in the finals. The Olympics, I forget how many teams are in there. Is it like 12 or more? Like, there's a bunch of teams. And we've seen years before where we're excited for a potential USA-Canada, and then it doesn't happen. Something goes awry, right. And you're like, oh, they lost to Sweden, or they lost to whatever. So we'll see. And my guess is the teams are going to be pretty similar because only 1 year removed. Team USA has a ton of young guys on it. So, I mean, this, for the foreseeable future, could be the roster that you're looking at. I feel like Canada's got more older guys.
That bodes well for USA. Martian,
and, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bodes well for US.
The future's definitely very bright for the U.S. But how is this going to impact the rest of the NHL season? Because everybody's looking at it like, man, what a great 2 weeks for hockey, which I agree with. The tournament was a blast. The players cared so much about it. You had these great games. Eyeballs were on it. We were talking yesterday about how all these sports books were thrilled. Like, there was more bets on these games than any of the NHL games. Like, not even close.
I was getting after it, brother.
Yeah, sure.
I was getting after it.
You're on Canada.
I mean, the whole thing. Oh, my God.
I was all over it. So, like, all of that is great. But, like, do you think there's going to be, like, a big boost for the games this weekend? Or I think more people are going to feel kind of like us, where it's like you almost need, like, take a break. And then if you do watch it, you're like, oh, this isn't half as intense as what we were watching.
No,
you know, because everybody hypes up playoff hockey.
Yeah.
So basically, it's like you're going from that right back to regular season hockey, which I think is going to be a little deflating.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to be difficult to watch these games this weekend coming off of what we just came off of, but then it will set back in. So I don't have any issues there. What I think is going to be the biggest impact, big picture, is some of these injuries that these guys have sustained.
Man, they all were getting banged up.
They were getting banged
up. Through injuries.
Yeah, playing through injuries. And by the way, these are hockey dudes, so they went into the Four Nations already banged up because that's what they do.
They've played 55 games. This isn't like the season started and they've done this when it comes to the Olympics, although the Olympics isn't as physical. Like, they don't allow fighting, and it feels like these games where guys are throwing their weight around. I mean, how many big hits? Like, Brady Tkachuk is just drilling guys into the boards like every single game. He had like a million hits in the whole run-up to it. So, yeah, like, starting tomorrow, who's even available for these teams? I mean, locally, it's all about McAvoy. And it's like, all right, you have this great tournament, and now you lose your best defenseman possibly for the year?
Ugh.
And it's not just that he got hurt in the tournament. It's the way his injury was handled, which has got the Bruins really pissed off.
Yes.
So they're saying, well, if he got hurt in Finland, why is he back out there risking further injury against Canada? And apparently that's what happened. And so that's the only thing where I wonder if NHL teams are going to get together and be like, all right, we know the fans like this, but for us?
Yeah.
How is this really helping us at the end of the day?
Matthew Tkachuk, too, is another one.
Yeah.
I think that there could be some guidelines maybe put in place we could see in the future with this kind of stuff. But I don't think it matters. I think for these players, when you get out there and you have your country, I mean,
they want to do it back.
You're going to go. Yeah. It's on. And so I think that's what we're seeing here. And I love it. I think it's great for the sport. Look at how much we're talking about it. I mean, we led the show with it today.
Yeah.
We talked about it throughout the show. I just think it's fantastic for the sport of hockey in general. And I said this to you earlier. Mm-hmm. You know, the Four Nations, I'm a hockey and basketball dude. We don't have enough time in this show for some of the battles I've fought in barbershops around this country as a brother arguing for hockey.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean you're not watching the All-Star game? Yeah. You're watching the hockey? Bro, I'm telling y'all, blah, blah, blah. So I'm a hockey dude.
Mm-hmm.
I say all that to say, Four Nations up against the NBA All-Star game.
Yeah, it was a little overmatched.
It wasn't even close.
No,
I think it just shows you how great this is for hockey.
Although I think
to be the lead of conversation during that time.
It should be. I think the viewership, though, was staggeringly, maybe it was either even, or did the NBA All-Star Weekend outrate the
Four Nations? I was going to say probably the NBA would outrate it.
I think it had a few more. It was relatively close, I think, in the United States. Like, if you include, like, you know, Canada viewership, it was kind of off the charts.
Right, of course.
Obviously.
Of course.
But no, it was night and day difference. And it's kind of, you know, that's out of the NBA's control. Like, they're like, hey, we're just having a regular All-Star game. Because the years the NHL has done All-Star games,
yep.
they've changed their format all around. They do like a division versus division thing, and then it just ends up getting kind of like lost in the shuffle. Nobody really pays attention to it. So yeah, this was great. I think, and Connor McDavid even said the other day, like, we can't do this every year. Like, I think because there's going to be such an impact on the NHL season that I think guys are going to have to, like, you're almost going to have to save the players from themselves because they want to go out there. They're going to go balls to the wall, but then you're going to get injuries. You've got guys that are going to get hurt. And then for the final, you know, 25 games of the regular season and a playoff run, you just added this to their season. The NHL is probably going to have to step in and say, we need to pick. We can do the Olympics, and maybe we can do this, you know, stagger it every 2 years. But as fun as this is, like, the NHL is also the same ones that, hey, people really like these outdoor games. Mm-hmm. Let's do a million of them. And now we don't love the outdoor game anymore. There was one this year. There was a Winter Classic at Wrigley Field that nobody knew. They did it like the day after New Year's Day, and it just got like lost in the shuffle. When they did one a year on that day, they kind of owned the day, and it was kind of a cool event.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just feel like as much as I liked it, I think if you go back to the well too much, you might ruin it.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. And I think it's funny that Connor McDavid was a guy to kind of call that out because
yeah.
I was just thinking, aside from being so angry that he's wide open in overtime,
yep.
But I was thinking what a moment for him, who's the man in this sport. And when you are the man, you need moments like what he had last night, and that will live forever. Mm-hmm. And although, you know, it was at the detriment of Team USA, obviously.
That was a massive moment.
What a moment.
Yep.
And think about his career. Boy, does he need a Stanley Cup because mm-hmm. he got there,
yeah.
went seven games with the Panthers, if I'm not mistaken.
He won the Conn Smythe
came
in
up
a
short,
loss.
That's right.
Yeah.
So he's got to get a cup. It almost reminds yeah. me of Ovi all those years where he was just doing great, getting all these numbers, and everyone's like, yeah, but he doesn't have the cup.
Yep.
And he was only able to get one, at least as of now. But McDavid, man, what a moment for him. What a great player. Look, you and I both, we watched Gretzky.
Mm-hmm.
We're old enough to have seen Gretzky.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to concede right now that Connor McDavid is the fastest skater you've ever seen?
Yeah,
because that's what
I think. So.
See.
Yeah. Oh, when he gets
he
it
is,
and goes,
he
like,
is the fastest skater I've ever
level.
Seen. Different level.
And he's the perfect kind of guy where, like non-hockey fans,
yeah.
when they sit down and watch, they're like, well, that guy's doing it differently. Like he looks different
stands
when he
out.
Plays. Yeah,
yeah,
he definitely does. But you do have to win the cup eventually. It's not as like in the NBA, if you're the best player, like you really have to win. And in football, we kind of put the quarterback on that same thing. The NHL is not quite at that level where one player can impact the whole thing. However, if anyone's going to say, you know, people have said he's more skilled than Gretzky, which like I don't know, maybe. But you can't go your whole career with no cups and then still be considered one of the best. So he
gotta
was close.
Have one. Yeah, he's got to get
I also think...
one.
It kind of just sucks that he plays for Edmonton.
No.
Now, maybe that's a bad American take, right? Yeah. Or a fat American take,
yeah,
or whatever.
They love it.
They know, yeah, they're like, we'll take this guy. But like, Canada hasn't won a Stanley Cup since 93. Right.
Yeah.
So then another one of the guys that plays for a Canadian team is Brady Tkachuk, who I think every fan here in Boston would be obsessed with.
He would
be the number one jersey sell.
I need him.
So I was looking this up. He's under contract with Ottawa for 3 more years, and then he'd be an unrestricted free agent in 2028. So, I mean, he's not going anywhere, I wouldn't think, for the foreseeable future. They're also trying to get into the playoffs. They're one of the teams actually ahead of the Bruins.
Yeah.
They've had like a long playoff drought. So I don't think they'd get rid of him. However, maybe there could be some wishful thinking. I mean, maybe, you know, in another year or two, if he's not willing to re-sign a long-term deal. I don't know. Just got to put it out there. Put it out there in the universe. See if something happens.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. Yeah. So let's stay here for a second. Because I'm just crazy enough to stay here with you.
Yep.
Who would be more popular? You're going to have to educate me now. Mm-hmm. Who would be more popular in town? Brady Tkachuk with the Bees or Vlad Jr. with the Sox?
Ooh. Oh! That's pretty good.
Yeah. Mind blown.
I go Brady Tkachuk.
I think so.
I think the way he plays... You throw in a little Team USA. Now, I could be forgetting somebody obvious. I feel like a lot of the great, great Bruins of like recent memory.
Sure.
Canadians. Which, if we're going to get more into this, like, you know, World Cups and Four Nations and Olympics, I kind of think a U.S. guy would break through.
That's a good point.
Yeah, McAvoy.
Yeah.
McAvoy's on Team USA. But like Bergeron, Chara, Pastrnak, Marchand, Ray Bourque, Cam Neely, like all these guys, right? Maybe I'm missing somebody. Mm-hmm. I feel like for the most part, we've had a lot of Canadian guys, some of the European guys. So if you get Brady Tkachuk, also the way he plays.
Oh, he's a Bruin.
Like, he is a Bruin.
That's a Bruin.
Yeah.
Bro, if this were to happen.
Yeah.
So you'd have Brady with the Bees.
Uh-huh.
You'd have Vlad Jr. with the Sox. Drake May with the Pats, Tatum and Brown with the Celtics. I mean, come on, Boston.
It. We got it. We got it all figured out. Now, we might have to wait a couple years, it feels like.
We have to wait.
Yeah, Vlad's going to play one more year, also on a Canadian team. And then Brady Tkachuk's going to play probably a couple more years on a Canadian team.
Yeah.
But the dude, he's only 25 years old.
Wow.
And you see what he's been able to do. And, yeah, it's funny because there is such a rivalry and a blood feud right now with his brother down in Florida. Which would also spike this thing up a little bit. Like,
absolutely.
Florida's probably, I mean, I know this year it's down a little bit just because the way the Bruins are playing, but Florida's probably their best rival. I know it's supposed to be Montreal, but like, I don't know if it is that. I mean, it's Florida based on some of these playoff matchups and just recent history.
That's exactly what it is. You know how sports are. Everyone's your rival when you're winning.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Everybody wants to be the Celtics rival, but I'm like, I can't really find one there.
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't know if they have one.
Yeah, everyone. All sports talk cities right now are like, oh, those Panthers, the rival Panthers. They're not your rival. They're just winning the cups.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point by the text line. Both USA goals were scored by Ottawa Senators last night.
Wow.
And then the first goal for the Canadians was scored
by
McKinnon. Colorado Avalanche. Yeah, so there's a lot
of that. Who I like, too.
Oh, he's great.
McKinnon is...
If it wasn't for McDavid, McKinnon would get way more pub as like the best player in the league, right?
And by the way, has a cup already.
He does, yeah.
And probably going to get the kind of player he is, the way the Avalanche are set up, great franchise, feels like he's going to get more than one cup to me.
Yeah, pretty good sign if you're Colorado, who hasn't been... They haven't been great this year. They are a wild card team
right now.
Yeah, they're a playoff team. But they have... At one point for Team Canada, they'd have like three guys on the ice because they got Taves and Makar and McKinnon. And you're like, yeah, they're doing all right.
Right.
Like, yeah, they're doing all right if they're all showcased out there. But how does what happened to McAvoy impact the Bruins the rest of the way? You and I both think that they should be sellers.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, is this going to be a thing where Don Sweeney and Cam Neely just wait till the bitter end, see how these next seven games play out, see where they're at in the standings, and... If they're outside, I don't know how you possibly buy. And if you're even in and you're like tied, I don't really know how you buy. Now, as far as what they have to sell, I still go back to Marchand only because he's the only guy you could really get something for. Like if they flip Trent Frederick, who is not under contract for next year, and some of the reports out there is like they tried in the offseason, they didn't really see eye to eye on an extension, so maybe you move on from him. But you're not really going to get a whole lot. Whereas maybe Marchand you at least get a first-round pick. Maybe you get like a younger player or something along those lines to a contender, right? Like there's been rumors about Edmonton, Colorado, one of those teams. He does have a no-trade clause, but I think it's for 8 teams. So, okay. Or something like that. It's not a full no-trade clause. So he could block a couple trades. Remember like Linus Ullmark last year blocked a trade. Would you go as far as to trade Brad Marchand?
Gosh, it's hard for me to see a world with him not in a Bruins uni.
Yeah.
I think you would have to have a conversation with him, as you said, mm-hmm. because if he's going to be open to it, it must be to a contender, which is fair.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether, like you said, whether it's an Edmonton or a Colorado, I think you have to have the conversation. And if he says, I don't want to go anywhere, then it is what it is, and you don't make a move. If he's open to it, as long as it's a contender, I think you sort of owe it to the Bruins organization to make that move. As heartbreaking as it would be, because you would be selling on making the playoffs this season, clearly, mm-hmm. which we would all understand. But then you have to start thinking about the future.
Yep.
And if you're thinking about the future, you're going to need to get younger in some key positions. You're going to need to open up some money. And getting rid of Marchand could do both. But that's why I say I think he's done enough to where you have to sit down with him and have an honest conversation.
Yeah.
If he says, I don't want to go anywhere, I want to finish my career here, then he deserves that.
Because I also wonder what his thought process is about, you know, how much longer does he want to play? Like, he's not under contract for next year. So it's one thing if he just sort of retires after the year. But if he's looking for a 2-3 year deal, like, do the Bruins want to go down that road?
I would think he would want to keep playing, don't you?
I think so.
I don't
think he's going to walk away.
Yeah.
And we saw some of the other guys, like Bergeron, Chara, although Chara ultimately left. But Bergeron, Chara, Krejci, who left, played overseas, then came back. But those guys played for kind of shorter money, shorter deals. So I don't know if that's something that Marchand's interested in. Or does he sort of look around? I'm sure he loves playing for the Bruins and the history of the Bruins. But if I could have a playoff run with those guys on Colorado, or a playoff run with Connor McDavid, like, that'd be hard to turn down.
Well, we just saw him on Team Canada.
Yes, I'm saying,
the time of his life.
He had a blast.
I mean, I've never seen him.
You gotta go back since they won the cup.
Yeah.
2011
is when
he was feeling that good.
Yeah, seriously. And so I think that plays into this.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment here because of Four Nations, mm-hmm. but that guy just had a lot of fun playing hockey.
Yeah.
And maybe he's thinking, you know what? We're not going to make the playoffs. I've had a great run here. Let me go get with a Colorado.
Uh-huh.
Let me go get with an Edmonton. Let me go get with somebody who's trying to go after a cup run and get that old feeling restored back in me and having fun again at the end of my career. Yep. But my thing is not to put too much leverage in the player's hands, but he's such a Bruin all time. I think you sort of owe it to have a sit-down convo with him mm-hmm. on both sides. Both from the Bruins from a business standpoint, but also from Marchand, what do you want to do here at the end of your career? Do you want to stay here and end it here? Fine. Do you want to go somewhere else and chase another cup? Okay.
Yep.
You got to have that sort of honest back and forth two-way street conversation.
But you can always say, like, listen, we think this is what's best for the team. We think that, you know, if you're up for it, this could be what's best for you. You're going to get your number in the rafters one day.
That's
we're
right.
going to, like, honor you and celebrate. A lot of guys go and play somewhere else. Like, Pierce left. Pierce okay. played for a bunch of teams after the Celtics. So, you know, I know Bergeron only played for one team, but other teammates of his have certainly bounced around the league before. All right, you guys can join us at 617-779-7937. Any Four Nations fallout from the Team Canada win over USA? Also, the Celtics returned from the All-Star break with a blowout win over the Sixers. We'll get to all that with you, but right now, here is Billy Lanny with What's Trending.